rest of the story. Once upon a time, there were three brothers, Edward, Alec, and Mel. Edward, the youngest, was 18, lived in London with his parents. His father was a well-known teacher of speech and elocution. Edward was also obviously ill. Slender and pale, he lost energy by the day. His parents feared the worst. The dread of the 19th century, phthisis, the doctors then called it. We call it tuberculosis. In those days, before its cause was identified as a microorganism, physicians believed phthisis to be a hereditary disease, and there was no known cure. Young Edward's condition worsened suddenly, and in the pre-dawn darkness one morning, he simply fell asleep, never to awaken. Now, Mel was the eldest brother. He was married, teaching in Edinburgh. He had also been the most physically vigorous of the three, but no longer. The letters from Edinburgh were most distressing in their descriptions of the familiar symptoms. The pallor of the skin, the loss of weight, the hacking cough, the lack of energy, the spells of despondency. Mel's mood eventually degenerated to the point that he began attending seances, perhaps for a glimpse of where he believed he was going. Well, wherever that was, on May 28 of 1870, he went. Now there's just one, the middle brother, Alec. Alec had been at Edward's bedside the morning he died. Alec had gone to Edinburgh to assist ailing Mel before realizing that Mel was beyond earthly assistance. And now, to the horror of his parents, Alec, their only remaining son, fell ill. Same symptoms his brothers had displayed before they swiftly passed away. Even the occasional telltale flush could be detected in his cheeks, and Alec's father panicked. There was only one hope, he declared. The family must leave England. Leave England, settle in some healthier climate, forget his local prestige, forget his lucrative career. He must do everything in his power to rescue his only living son while there was still time. From the perspective of 20th century medicine, one sees doom inscribed on Papa's plans. For the healthier climate to which he removed his family, desperately hoping to cure his son's consumption, was that of Brantford, Ontario. To Alec, his strength ebbing by the day, it made little difference. In his mind, there was no question he was going to Canada to die. And he did. That is, he died 52 years later. Now, health-wise, as far as his health was concerned, all of the odds were against him. But sometimes people of destiny beat the odds. Alec beat the odds. Alec went on to enjoy his own prosperous career in the New World. Alec became Alexander Graham Bell. And now you know the rest of the story.